Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Reba shiki andera basando robo siki andera basata. Rebandiri bihiki andera bo shiki andera ya. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us give praise to God Almighty right now. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. Rebo shiki andera bo sondoro yoraba shikiya. This is an hour, hallelujah, Rabo Sandria, of our day where we want to come to hear you, O God. Rebo Shiki Andrea, we want to see you, smell you. Yes, Lord God, hallelujah. So we just give you the praise right now. We enter your gates, hallelujah, with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise, hallelujah. Rebo Shiki Andrea, Bo Sikia. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andarabasatara yerebo shiki andara yerebo sotereya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stop praising until I feel like all y'all watching, everyone watching, listening, that you start praising the Lord God Almighty. Even if you don't feel like it, even if you're not in the mood for it, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God, because you are good. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, because you are faithful. We praise you, Lord God, because you are forgiving. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God, because you are God. You are the only living God. You are creator of heaven and earth. You are King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are on the throne. Yes, El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Almighty One. Rebo shiki andarabasaya. Thank you. Welcome. Amen. Welcome to the house of thank you, Jesus. Amen. You're blessed. Come into the house of thank you, Jesus. Come into the house of thank you, Jesus. Come into the house of thank you, Jesus. You're blessed. Yes. Say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm blessed. Come into the house of thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm healed. I'm healed. Come into the house to thank. You have to declare. You got to speak life over yourself. Amen. I'm delivered. And come into the house to thank you. What? Come into the house to thank you. Huh? Yes, Lord. I'm healed. I'm delivered. Lebo shiki andaraya. I'm blessed. I'm prospering. Coming to you, Lord God. Yes, you have to declare. Speak life over yourself. Hallelujah. I'm strong coming to you, Lord. I'm strong coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Blessings to you from the Most High. Mm-hmm. You are now in the house with God Almighty, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hey, and a little old me, Mika. Yes, that's what it is. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's you see. Can you see? Can you see them? Can you see them? Can you see them? Uh-huh. When two or more of us are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst. Yes, He's in the midst. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us in this hour. We need the Holy Spirit to fill us up in this hour. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Rebo kundarabasaya. Fill us up. Ah, yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for filling us up, filling us with your spirit, filling us with your wisdom. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andaraya. Before we go any further, Lord, we repent of our sins right now, those known and unknown, Father God. We want to be pleasing unto you. Hallelujah. We turn away from everything that is unsightly, that is ill to you. Hallelujah. Those things known and unknown. Yes, sins of commission and omission, things that we do that we should not do, things that we don't do that we should do. Hallelujah, someone. Reba shikiandaraya. God, we ask that you will wash us clean right now. We ask, Lord God, that we cast our cares unto you right now to prepare for this time with you. Someone say, I'm spending time with God right now. I'm spending time with Jesus Christ right now. I'm spending time in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Rebo shikiandaravasando robo soya. I'm spending time in the house of God. Hallelujah. So that I can be refined. Yes, He is our source. Yes, He is my strength. I have to go spend time with the one who is my strength. I have to spend time with the one who is my source. I have to spend time with with my fuel. He's my fuel. He energizes me. Yes, in the time of so much noise on the outside and threats and scares and fears and paranoias. I gotta get into my secret place. I gotta be in my quiet place. He is the gift giver. He's the one that maximizes. Hallelujah. He is my potential. Hallelujah. He is my promise. Hallelujah. Ooh, shayero. Yes, he is my promise. He is my prosperity. He is the key to my promised land and to my land flowing with milk and honey. Yes, he is my purpose. We don't know what our purpose is. We start with Jesus. He's my purpose. You're my purpose. Serving you is my purpose. I'll start there. Serving you, submitting to you, bowing down to you, humbling myself to you, quieting myself so that I can hear you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Halabo Sotria. Thank you for the angels that's in here right now. Thank you for the angels that's ministering, even secretly ministering to all those that are in this secret place. Ministering. You may not even realize it. You may realize it a week from now. You may realize it tonight. You may realize it when you wake up in the morning, but they're ministering unto us right now. That is the truth. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Hallelujah. Ooh, shayera. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen. Ooh, shatabosundaya. Today, before I came, hallelujah, I was prepared to speak on one thing that God had me meditating and sitting on, but then right before I came in, He spoke something else. So that's what we're gonna go with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel right now that He's infusing both of them. So let's see what the Lord is speaking to us today. Amen. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, grab your a notepad, the notes on your phone, amen. And whatever you hear, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in what you write down. Amen. And this is what the Lord is speaking to you. This is what He's saying to you. This is what He's saying in this hour. This is what He's saying in this season of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And for some of you, the hour, this season, this dry season, this painful season, this tormenting season, this agonizing season, this season full of anguish, this season that you've been in with stress, like a lot of stress. Hallelujah. God is leading you out of that. That season is ending, coming to a close. He's like buttoning that and bringing you to a new season. If you believe, yell, I believe. Yes, hallelujah. Your season of nothingness and like struggling, like from one point to the next point is a struggle. And then you get to that point, and then there's another struggle, and there's another struggle, or it's a bad news after bad news. Amen. My God says, someone say, my God says, that is has ended. Do you believe? Do you believe? Hallelujah. And what does it hurt you to believe? What does it hurt to believe? Amen. We gotta detach and unbuckle ourselves from this the natural way of doing things. Well, this is how things go, and this is what's happening, and this is real because it's real because I can touch it and I can feel it. We need to unbuckle from all that and buckle to Christ. He is what's real. He's the one that can change it. Hello. Hello. He can change it instantly. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. So this takes us to Mark chapter 6. Amen. Thank you, Father. Mark chapter 6, we're going to start in verse 4. We're going to read verse 4 through 6. Amen, someone. Amen, someone. Amen. Can I get an amen? Whoop, whoop. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. It's time we unbuckle from the natural and buckle up to the supernatural. Buckle up to Christ Almighty. And you need to ask yourself, if you find yourself in a certain area being so condensed and so so encumbered and so stuck on the situation or in the mist, so in the midst of the thing and entangled in that thing that you recognize that you don't believe. Amen. May we have more moments of just like, wait a minute. Am I so immersed into the natural and conforming to this world? Amen. The Bible says that we are not to conform to this world, but be transformed. But in order to be transformed, we must present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God, right, holy, and acceptable. He's already called you holy, and he's already called you acceptable. Hallelujah. Okay, let's get in. Let's get in it. I got my Bible. Do you have your Bible? Yes. Or maybe you got your app. You got your app, your Bible app. All right. Thank you, Father. So, chapter 6, Mark chapter 6, verse 4 says, but Jesus said unto them, well, hold on. I want to go back. I'm going to start at verse 1. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk, and he healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. I want to read it out of the New Living Translation real quick. Real quick. Somebody say real quick. Real quick. Let's read it out of another version. Thank you, Lord. I just got to pull it up. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, let's praise him. Let's say thank you while the servant of God is pulling it up. Turn it to the New Living Translation. Jesus left that part of the country and returned with his disciples to Nazareth, his hometown. Someone say his hometown. The next Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They asked, "Where did he get all this wisdom and the power to perform such miracles?" Then they scoffed, "He's just a carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and his sisters live right here among us." They were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, "A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family." And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. God is saying two things. Two words he gave me, marveled and multiply. God in this season is causing us to marvel and multiply. Amen. I'll get into it in a second, but just know, say, God is causing me to marvel and to multiply. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus is saying that a prophet is not without honor. He was not without honor in his own country, but in his own country. Everywhere else, they honored God. Amen. Not everybody, right? But those who followed, who saw him, who heard him speak, they marveled for good, astonished by his wisdom that caused them to follow him. Amen. And they were able to witness, hallelujah, the miracles and signs and wonders, amen, that Jesus performed, hallelujah, through God. Amen. Why? Because they believed. Amen. So there's a danger. There's a warning that God issues, I'll say, to us to be careful not to get too familiar. Amen. They were so familiar with Jesus that they couldn't recognize him as the Son of God, right? They labeled him a brother of, amen, James and Joseph and Judah and Simon, and his sisters are right here. He's a carpenter, right? And so in our now time, let us not be so familiar that we think we know what's going on and how it's going to happen and how it's going to go down. Let us not be so familiar even with how we approach going to church on a weekly basis. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, going to church weekly is a necessity, but let us not treat it as a casual thing. Like it's just regular. Oh, I just got to go to church and okay. And then after that we can do. No. Each time we go, we're going to the house of God. Right? If you had the opportunity to go to visit the queen or go and visit the president, amen. And depending on which president you love. But the one that you respect and honor and you acknowledge as, oh, that's my president, because some presidents you're like, that ain't my president. Mm-hmm. But if we just look at the, maybe take the individual out, but just the esteem of that position, and you're like, so, feel so honored to be able to go. You don't go casual, like, okay, what's up? What's up? But yeah, I know you the president. You the queen. So what's going on? Yeah, okay, let me just handle this because I got to go do what I feel like doing when I want to do it. Right? No. Let us not be so familiar, because they were so familiar, amen, and thought that they knew. They missed out on experiencing the power of God. Hallelujah. And this caused Jesus to marvel, but marvel at their unbelief. Amen. So I pose this question. Is God marveling at, like, in astonished, like, oh my gosh, they have no faith, or they don't even believe, and I'm right here, the one that can change, that can fix, that can repair, that can resurrect, amen? Or is he marveling at how great your faith is? And that's a question that's for us. We ask as a check, like a self-check. Amen. A spiritual self-check-up. Hallelujah. So I want to read because then Jesus, because this is who we're walking with. Amen. And I believe daily we have to remind ourselves and shock ourselves. So wait a minute. No, my God can do anything. There's nothing too hard for my God. Amen. So in Luke, let's go to in Luke chapter 7, verses 19 through 23. Hallelujah. Let's look at Jesus's resume. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, in these days, we like to really stand behind, or where we feel pride in our resume when if we have a hardy resume or a long resume, if we've been doing stuff, and it was like, check my resume. Check my resume. You can see what I do, right? And then if someone don't have a resume, amen, or have maybe one little credit or something, then people will quick like to dismiss them or reject them. Why? Because you're basing your stuff off of natural standards. And I just want to put it out there that my God, he uses the unqualified, and he uses the little, and he uses the looked over and the underestimated, amen, and the lowly people and things, and he uses that to exalt and promote, amen. And then those people that think that they have it all together and they have their resume and they're standing on those things, they'll be looking up to the lowly and to the ones that was once overlooked. Amen. And now people are looking up to them. This is who our God is. He qualifies. Amen. He qualifies who he calls. Amen. Hallelujah. He will give you, he can breathe into you and give you experience that you couldn't get in 20 years. He can give it to you in an instant. Oh, this is truth. It's true to those who believe. How about that? The ones in their home, in the hometown that didn't see the miracles, they didn't see the miracles because the atmosphere was thick with unbelief. Amen. It wasn't an atmosphere conducive for blessings. Amen. So you may not believe and then and never see it and be like, see, yeah, I told you that stuff don't happen. What atmosphere are you creating? Amen. In your home. You either create an atmosphere of positivity or negativity, right? We create these atmospheres. We are able to, yes. So I'm believing. Are you believing? Let's look at Jesus' resume. Because John, he sends his disciples, John the Baptist. Let's just read it. Amen. Can we just read it? So I'm reading this passage out of the J.B. Phillips New Testament. Amen. It says, John's disciples reported all these happenings to him. Then he summoned two of them and sent them to the Lord with this message. Are you the one who was to come, or are we to look for someone else? When the men came to Jesus, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you with this message. Are you the one who was to come, or are we to look for someone else? At that very time, Jesus was healing many people of their diseases and ailments and evil spirits. Hello, hello, hello. What does that say? At that very time, at this very time, Jesus is healing many people of their... What? Oh, Holy Spirit, you better speak. Remember at the beginning, the Holy Spirit led us to say, write down. The Holy Spirit speaking. At this very time, Jesus is healing many people of their diseases and ailments and evil spirits. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our faith is in God. He will protect us from whatever viruses are running amok. I speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We in the secret place, we are protected and covered. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just going to press a little pause because the Holy Spirit is taking me over here. Amen. If you go to Exodus and you read how, when Moses was now back in Egypt and he was on the mission of God to see the children of Israel exit Egypt, amen, and enter into their promised land, God was performing he was messing with Pharaoh, right? Hallelujah. And there was 10 plagues that was released, but none of them touched the children of Israel. None of them touched the children of Israel. You are protected in God. Hallelujah. He's the one that's able to protect you. This is the news that we need to hear. Hello, somebody. Yes. At that very time, unpause. At that very time, Jesus was healing many people of their diseases and ailments and evil spirits. Do you believe? And he restored sight to many who were blind. Then he answered them, go and tell John. Mm-hmm, we talking about resumes. Can nobody's resume stand next to Jesus's resume? He's beefing up your resume. Someone say, he's beefing up my resume. He's sending in opportunities. Amen. He's opening doors. Amen. He's turning things around. Amen. He's pouring into my life. And whatever you're hiding behind, amen, you hiding behind your resume, you hiding behind what you're doing or what you did. That's not the real you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Will you go? Amen. Will you step out there and go? Will you allow the Lord, amen, to commission you, use you to do his assignment, his mission? Or do you care more about what other people think? Okay, let's get back to it. Then he answered them, go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind are recovering their sight. Cripples are walking again. Lepers being healed. Deaf hearing. Dead men are being brought to life again. And the good news is being given to those in need. And happy is the man who never loses his faith in me. All these people, the blind that recovered their sight, the crippled that started walking again, the lepers that were healed, the deaf that was hearing, the dead men that were raised, amen. The good news given to those in need, hallelujah. Faith. They believed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, I can hear someone asking, well, what about the dead men? They were dead, their faith. There's stories in this Bible that we read where where people went and sought Jesus, and it was their faith, hallelujah, it was their faith that healed their loved ones, their family members, the one that they was standing in the gap for, interceding for, beckoning God for. Hallelujah. So what is this time about? This time is about faith. This time is about believing. This time is about knowing that God is. He reigns. He is living. He is real. More real than you hear me or see me. This is the truth. You're going to find out someday. That's the truth too. You will find out that Jesus is real. You better believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. So in this time, amen, we're standing knowing that God is doing some mighty things on our behalf in our lives, amen. And he says, happy is the man who never loses his faith in me. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andarava sandaraya. There's another place. There's two places in the Bible where God, where Jesus marvels. We just read how he marveled at their unbelief, but he also marveled at one's faith. And the faith that he marveled at was the Roman centurion. Amen. So let us turn to Matthew. Hallelujah. Yes, let us turn to Matthew chapter 8. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to read, and it starts at chapter 5. And many of us know the story, have heard the story numerous times, but let's not be think that we're so familiar with the stories, with the passages, with the messages of God. Amen. Every time we approach the word, every time we approach him in worship, I just stumped myself because it's just like, God is just so, he's so grand and he's so big. He's so vast. How can we even think to be familiar with someone who created this earth? This world is in his hand. How, like, we can't even grasp our little neighborhood. Hello. Hello. He will always surprise us. Always. There's not always, right? This earth is his footstool. What we look at and think is so grand and so vast and so incomprehensible, he got his foot on it. So how can he not surprise us? How can he not? Oof. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Yes, I said I thank you. I believe. Hallelujah. I believe. Yes, Lord. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. So then I looked up marvel, because it just kept pouncing on my spirit, the marvel. And when I looked it up, the definition, amen, and in Webster, hallelujah. Let's look at in what struck me even more, amen. First, the verb of marvel is to be filled with wonder or astonishment, amen. And I believe that that is what God is doing, filling us with wonder and astonishment. We should also, in this moment, I got, be like children, believing that all things are possible, amen. A child's faith, they imagine and believe anything, and it's the adults that's like, squish that down, like, no, that can't happen. That's unrealistic. Da, 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 da. No, let us believe. Let us take the limits off of our faith. Amen. That doesn't mean that it's foolish. Hallelujah. That's you walking. The more time you spend in the intimate place with God, amen, the more revising he does, the more revising, the more editing. Hello, we need to be edited. We edit children and people around. Oh, be quiet. That's not gonna happen. And da, 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 da. That's editing and smushing down. Amen. And this is the culture and the atmosphere that's created of unbelief. So let God edit us and chip away the stuff that he's like, no, this doesn't match the kingdom. This is not how we think. This is not in the mind of Christ. The Bible tells me that we have the mind of Christ. Hello? Let us be checked by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So the Roman centurion says, you just speak the word. Amen. You just speak the word. Hallelujah. In this time, So, which causes Jesus to marvel. Another in the noun of marvel is a wonderful or astonishing person or a thing. Yes, we know that God is wonderful and amazing, and it's not even enough words in the English dictionary to label and describe. Hallelujah. But I want to call attention to some of the synonyms, amen, because I do know and believe and smell that we are in the time of God doing miracles, signs, and wonders, that he's already been doing miracles, signs, and wonders, hallelujah, great and mighty, amen, no matter how on our measuring scale, because we like to measure the blessing, amen, and measure the wonders, amen, and sometimes we reduce it to a little thing that we overlook it and overstep it and don't even realize the hand of God operating in our lives, amen, because we're looking for the big things. We're looking for, oh no, that's big, him depositing thousands of dollars into my account, amen, or whatever your thing is that you're looking at him to do and that you focus on, but we miss all the other stuff. But he is performing, he is doing, he is. So some of these synonyms is what God had me attracted to. Ooh, yes, Lebasandreya. It's wonder, miracles. Mm-hmm. This is the confirmation that to me, this is God winking, saying, yes, this is what I'm doing in this season. This is what I'm doing in this hour. Doesn't matter if you don't see a way. Doesn't matter if it seems shut up. You seem locked out. Doesn't matter. If people have rejected you, they rejected Jesus. He is the one that approves. He's the one that's gonna put you in. He's the one that's gonna turn around. And the people that rejected you turn around now is complimenting you and running after you. This is what he's able to do. You hold on. Doesn't matter if they walked out on you. Mm-hmm. God allowed that because it's something greater and better. Be encouraged on this blessed day. Doesn't matter if they weren't there for you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So it's wonder, miracle. Listen. A phenomenon, Yeshataraya, God is causing people to gape and to stare at you in your life because of how he's taking those ashes and creating beauty, doing what you could never even imagine. Amen. This is what God is doing. Hallelujah. God placing you in places, putting you in places where you may not feel like. And then I see it as like, as if you were a child and you put on your father's jacket or something, right? And it doesn't fit. But what I see is God placing you there and then blowing into you like a balloon. Amen. And you filling that place out to overflow. Trust him. Don't say no because you're looking at your limitations and you're looking at your insecurities and you're focused more on you than him. When we are so encumbered by us, we tend to see what we don't have in our shortcomings, and then we look at other people compared to how we're viewing us. No, let's set our attentions on God and stay there until we have a new vision. Amen. Yes, yes. This reminds me how when we just read about God causing the blind to see. How many of us know we can be spiritually blind? Amen. It don't always have to be physically blind. Amen. And God has given us vision. He's given us vision. Amen. He's waking things up within. Amen. He's causing the deaf to hear. Amen. As it may not be you're literally deaf. Hallelujah. But you may have been in the time where you have felt like you're not hearing God, amen, spiritually deaf, financially, or even with opportunities, deaf, not hearing, no one's calling, no one's responding back to you putting out your resume, or you doing, you stepping out and doing what God has told you to do, and but you're, it's being met with no's, and it's being met with silence, amen, you've been in silence, and nothing you can hear. Nothing, you can see nothing, and nothing is happening, nothing is going on, and you're wondering, why are you stagnant? It seems stagnant. Why am I not progressing? God is changing that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is changing that, which carries me to, amen, God saying on my way here that he's multiplying, amen. He's multiplying. What is it to multiply? It's to increase. It's to expand. It's to grow. Amen. Hallelujah. Grow that those good things, amen. Grow those seeds. There's a lot of seeds, amen, in the ground, seeds that you planted. Hallelujah. God is causing it to sprout. He's causing it to sprout in abundance. And, you know, sometimes we just focus on that one seed, or maybe, you know, you're in a time where you're focused on that one seed, but you forgot about all the other seeds that you planted. And now I'm hearing abundance. He's causing all the seeds. He's causing multiple seeds to sprout. Why? Because it's time for you to deposit more seeds. Amen. He's causing those seeds that's in your heart. Those seeds are called desires. He's causing them, amen, to manifest, to produce. Amen. God is increasing. He's multiplying your faith. Some of us feel like we have no faith or little faith. He's multiplying that. He's growing it. Some of us feel like we have no hope. He's multiplying it. Just like in this time now, hallelujah, when I came back onto this on LA Talk Radio, by the hour that I was here, it was already dark outside. But now the time has changed, hallelujah, and God has given us more light. He is increasing the light, amen, in your life, amen, diminishing the darkness, getting rid of depression, and getting rid of the heavy, amen, as we come to him, yes, even in this time, taking off that heavy. The Bible says, come to me, all who are heavy laden, amen. He is He is doing mightily. God is saying he is multiplying. Yes, if we turn in the Bible, amen, Mark chapter 6, it tells us a story about them being a multitude of people being in a desert place. How many of us feel like we are in a desert place, have been in a desert place? What is a desert place? It is dry. It is hot. It is uncomfortable. Not necessarily somewhere that you want to go and spend a lot of time in, hallelujah, but it's been a long time in that desert place. They were in a desert place with Jesus, the wanting to hear him, hallelujah. Sometimes it's in the desert place. A lot of times it's in the desert place. Most of the time we spend more talking to God in the desert place, hallelujah. He purposely had you in a desert place, although you didn't like it, amen. He still kept you safe and protected while you were in it, because in that time it was intimacy, in that time him growing you. So in the Bible, the story of the two fish and the five loaves, hallelujah, they were in a desert place. Why? Because they were so lost seeking God, amen. And sometimes when we, or a lot of times, or maybe all the time, when we go and start chasing after God, it doesn't always end up or look like how we thought, but stay the course with him. You, with him is where the abundance is. With him is where the miracle is. With him is where the signs are. With him is where the wonders are. Hallelujah. The children of Israel were in bondage, but they were with God. Hallelujah. And they experienced their exodus. They experienced miracles. They experienced wonders. They were fed daily in the wilderness. So although no, it may not be the abundance you want, but him providing the manna, him being the daily bread. Hallelujah, someone. Yes. So they, the two fish and the five loaves, they're in now in a desert place. And then God says, you feed them, right? The disciples are like, we got to let them go because there's nowhere for them to eat. And there's too many of them. Amen. So they have to go back to town. All right. But Jesus says, no, you feed them. Amen. And in Mark chapter 6, hallelujah. You can read it when we're done. But God, Jesus says, go and see, right? Go and see what we have. Hold on. Let me get it. Because I ain't making nothing up. Yep. In verse 38, it reads, he saith unto them, how many loaves have we? Go and see. Jesus already knew what was there. Amen. He said, go and see. And when they knew, they say five. And when they knew, God knows before you know. He knows. He knows before you came to know whatever it is that you, he knows. He knows. He knows what little to you is little. To him is like, this is perfect. Exactly what I need. Sometimes he'll wait till we have the little. Perfect. You in position now. Now it's time for me. When we come to the end of us, that's when it's time for him. Yes, we can't have a handicapped relationship with God. A handicapped relationship with God is we think that we have it all. We know how to do everything and we got it all together. Hallelujah. And we're not constantly falling and relying on him. Amen. It the a strong relationship is like, no, God, I'm relying on you in all things, in everything. Amen. So he said, go and see. And they said, we have five and two fishes. Five loaves and two fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the five loaves and two fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the two fish divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. 5,000 men. We're not even counting the women and the children. 5,000 men plus women and children. Amen. So now we're probably over 10,000 people plus. Hallelujah. They all ate and were full off of the two fish and the five loaves. In this time, in this season, in this hour, in this now, in this March month, God is multiplying you. He is expanding you. Amen. Ooh, enlarging territories. He is increasing your abilities. He's increasing, amen, your confidence, increasing your doings. Amen. Follow the instructions that he is speaking. They did what Jesus told them to do. Hallelujah. Be a doer of the word. Amen. as you receive, even in this hour, faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, as you hear, do, know, believe, write it down. You may have to come back to it, amen, until it gets deep down that you know, no, God is multiplying me in this season. I may have little, I may see nothing, but God sees, and what matters is what God sees. He's increasing my joy. He's increasing my peace. He's increasing the good of healthy relationships. God is doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. Amen. God is causing us to marvel in this season, and God is multiplying us in this season. He's doing marvelous things on our behalf. Hallelujah. Rebo shiki andarabasando robo sotria. May we cause him to marvel. Let it be a good ping pong game. Amen. Let it be a good dance between two dance partners. Amen. That's both that both have rhythm and both on beat, and everybody has a rhythm in Christ. Let us get on beat with God, amen, and dance with him. And you can't have two leads in dance partners. One has to lead and one has to follow. Guess who's following? I'm following Jesus, amen. Who you following? Who you following? Who you friending on Facebook? Who you following on Instagram? Who you running after? Who you trying to be like? What you breaking your neck for? I'ma just stop right there. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us cause the Lord to marvel at our faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. And I want to please him. And let's declare that I want to please you. I'm not worrying about pleasing people, but I'm going to please you. And I'm going to walk respectfully, amen, and choose to please you in this hour, in this season, and experience the miracles, the signs and wonders, experience the supernatural like no other. Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for blessing us in these minutes with you, these rich minutes with you, Lord God. Let us be transformed. Let us be ignited. Let the fire for you ignite our passion for you. Ignite, oh God. Let us go boldly from this hour, Father God. We thank you for the ideas. We thank you in advance for the opportunities. We thank you for the healing us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, healing from the past things. We thank you, Father God. Rebo shiki anda ravasandoro yo. We thank you, Lord God. We take our faith where it is now, Lord God, and we present it to you, and we ask that you will help us, show us fan it, Lord God. Show us how to fan it, to grow it, to increase it, to water it. Let us spend more time with you and worship, just worship and praise. Hallelujah. Rebo kondoroya. And we praise you for it right now, Lord God. We thank you for the miracles that you're doing right now in our lives. We thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for answering our prayers. Hallelujah. We thank you for answering. Hallelujah. We thank you for manifesting. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy that is new every morning. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka danai veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav lecha vikoneka. Yisa Adonai panav lecha ve'yasem lecha shalom. God bless you. Shalom. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.